What motivates a person to push past their mental limits? What qualities do you need? What differentiates a good athlete from a great one? I'm your host, Zach Moser, a high school varsity athlete striving for success in my sport. Throughout this podcast, I'll identify what makes up an athlete's dedication and hard work. Stay tuned. Welcome to the 10 Minute Moser. Best women golfers out of the Woodlands. She's captain of the SMU golf team and athlete of the year, and won the junior national championship. Her consistent success on the golf course is attributed to her determination and drive. This podcast will identify her drive, passion, and qualities that excelled her through the leaderboards. These questions will be tailored towards her childhood, realization of sport, dedication, and professional career. Welcome, Krista Calloway. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me, Zach. I'm doing fine.
That's good. Okay, where and what did your childhood look like?
Well, I grew up in the Woodlands, Texas, which is now a big, big community, but we were the 78th family to move into the Woodlands, so it was a very, very small golf community. And my parents liked golf. That's why we moved there. And so it really cultivated my future in what I did for the most of my life.
That's great. You sound like you have a really nice knit family. If you could do one thing different in your childhood, what would it be?
Well, Zach, I had a great childhood. I don't know that I really could say that I would do anything different. I had a very supportive family and community, and a great school experience. So I don't know if there would be anything I'd do differently.
Well, you mentioned golf as a big part of your childhood. When did you realize you wanted to dedicate your life towards golf, or you found your love for golf?
You know, I grew up playing golf with my parents. Actually, they would take me out on the golf course, and really wasn't interested in golf at first. I just wanted to drive the golf cart. That was a lot of fun. And then I realized I was missing out on the game. And so I started to play golf at an early age with my parents, and I just really cultivated into a love for the game. Loved being out in the golf course. It's such a beautiful place to be. And then I found that it really challenged me. And I wanted to get better and better and keep learning. And then I went to college. And after college, I thought, you know what? I'm at the peak of my career. If I'm going to go professional, this is the time to do it.
So you said you like golf because it was challenging for you. So if you had to attribute two qualities to being a successful golfer, what would you say?
Well, I think everybody's individual, but for me, it was the challenge of just getting better. I was pretty focused as a young person, and I found that I liked the competition a lot, but what I really liked is the competition within myself. Seeing how good I can be, seeing how perfect I could hit a shot, and playing within myself, being competitive with myself to get better and be the best that I could be was really what motivated me.
An article conducted by Eddie Southard described Krista Calloway as being a golfer that's never satisfied. Quote, "I'm still working on my swing," she said. I want to get even more solid under pressure. I'm not good enough not to practice. The 5-under par round makes Tusek the first round leader at the Players West Tour event that runs through Wednesday. The 22-year-old Houston native led an assault on the Spring Valley Lake course under perfect playing conditions.
He didn't have a lot of girl competitors, so I would have to play with the boys. And I was really quite good, so when I was paired with the boys, they would just have a fit. And some of them would just start crying because they didn't want to play with a girl. And maybe they knew the girl would beat them, is why they didn't want to play with them. But, you know, they just hated it, so I thought it was kind of funny.
So did you excel in school? Were you a student athlete?
I was a student athlete, especially in college, because when you play a sport in college, it's really like a job, and you really don't have a lot of time to do anything else, so you study, and then you play your sport. It keeps you pretty disciplined.
So what subject most appealed to you, and what was your major in college?
You know, I majored in psychology. Really, psychology has always interested me. You know, the way the mind promotes either positivity or negativity, and that can affect your performance. And so that was what was really fascinating to me, and still is.
So supporting your mental game, was your family monumental or supportive during your golf career?
You know, my family, my parents were very supportive, you know, especially having played, you know, when I was younger, my mom would take me to tournaments every week or find somebody that, you know, to drive me to tournaments every week during the summer. And, you know, at the early age of 12, I was traveling, you know, around the country playing golf tournaments. So in that aspect, they were, you know, really supportive of me becoming a better athlete and competing internationally.
Now that I recognize her dedication was from her love of the sport and the challenge, I then asked her what would have helped her excel more in her sport.
Well, I think the thing that would have helped me most is to find a mentor. I think mentors are very important, especially for young people, to learn from and help them through the mistakes that they would make otherwise, learning from somebody that has been there and done that successfully.
So you mentioned a mentor is beneficial to your success. Did you have a mentor when you played golf?
You know, I had several coaches when I played, and they were, I would say, my mentors.
So, do you have any lessons that you carried on from golf that helped you in your professional career?
Sure. I think being an athlete really teaches you discipline, hard work, and how to be focused, and resiliency. I mean, working through challenges and coming through them with the mindset of being successful.
Since she studied psychology in college, I asked her to explain the mental side behind golf and what lessons we can learn.
I really think so, Zach. When you're out on the golf course playing golf, you have 5 hours. While you're out there, you're in competition, there's long periods between golf shots, and a lot of things can go through your head, especially if you're playing really well or if you're playing bad. And I think the key is to stay in the present. And all of these things that I learned in golf, how to be resilient, how to stay in the present, how to stay positive, how to keep negative, how to turn negative things into positive things. Like if you were in a negative situation, how to take yourself back to being present. What that means is if you hit a bad shot, or you're not putting well, or if you're not hitting your driver well, You have to take yourself back to the present and not judge. If you're in judgment, you hold that anger or that anxiety with you. But if you can mentally take it back to the present, one shot at a time, then you're able to reprogram yourself to do better, to make it just a new start, and you're not carrying the negative with you.
And reflection. She was drawn to the game of golf due to the challenges, unique blend of physical skill, and mental fortitude required for success. The mental aspect of golf is particularly demanding. She explains that players must navigate various psychological challenges, such as handling pressures, maintaining focus, and coping with setbacks. To manage these challenges effectively, players employ mental strategies like visualization, mindfulness, and positive self-talk. Embracing the mental side of the game not only enhances their performance on the course, but also creates resilient patience and self-awareness. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This has been Zach Moser.